You are listening to Today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. Don't know why I felt inspired to hold out and for as long as I did there. But hey, what a great way to, if that's the worst thing that happens to you all day, it's been a absolutely fantastic day. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island. We want to say happy birthday to the United States of America coming up this weekend, and 250 years. What a great celebration. And I will tell you that, you know, what we've seen through people coming in for the World Cup and things like that is they're coming from countries where, you know, America has been disparaged to a great extent. And they're coming here and they're finding out, hey, things are a lot better here than what we were led to believe. And we are. I consider myself blessed to be here in America, having returned from some mission trips before. I remember what it was like to feel so appreciative to be back and alive that I literally kissed the ground when I made it back to my house. Very thankful to live in America, but more than anything, I'm thankful for America because America has been one of the engines driving the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world for the last couple of hundred years. The Assemblies of God, many people ask us, you know, what do you believe in? And we are a Protestant, Pentecostal fellowship of believers. And the reason that we exist is to be the largest evangelism effort that the world has ever seen. We want to be very active in making sure that every man, woman, boy, and girl across the globe has the opportunity to hear the good news about Jesus Christ. So that's why we exist. And that's why I'm thankful to be in America. Between the freedom and liberty that we have and the blessings economically that we have had, it has thrust the gospel message further and faster than what we could have ever imagined. So very, very thankful. I want to say real quick, thank you to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. They absolutely love Jesus. They are a licensed and insured family-based business here in Brevard County. Got decades of experience. They have a full array of products, landscape lighting, paver installation, artificial turf, water features, putting greens, landscape repair, drains and downspouts. They can do everything from the designing, the planting, the maintaining. They are very skilled at transforming your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. They can be reached at 321-749-1432. If you are a person that likes to see what products are available rather than just hear about it, they have Space Coast Nursery, which is at 3880 North Courtney Parkway on Merritt Island. It's north of the Barge Canal. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8-5. They have a small putting green that you can look at. They also have one at Merritt Assembly of God that you could look at. And if you want to see what they can do with landscape blocks, you can see that. If you Want to see what they can do with drains and downspouts? I can show you that as well. But they have a full array of products that they know will thrive here in Florida. And if you want to go out and see them, they're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone number there is 321-452-5565. And we are very thankful for Dan and Treasure and their team for being supporters of the Refresh Radio program. So thank you. Thank you all. Happy 4th of July. So we're returning to John chapter 15. We're going to begin reading in verse number 5 today, and we'll read on down through verse number 9. And if we need to go further, we will. But in verse 5, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." Our responsibility in this relational dynamic with Jesus is that we are responsible for the abiding in him. This was a transformative passage of scripture for Hudson Taylor. It was what took him from deeming himself a failure to recognizing that if he abided in him, that he was going to be made fruitful. Now, the world has one definition of fruitful, and there's nothing wrong with that. I do believe in increase. But the fruit of the Spirit is another aspect of fruitfulness, and we can't forget that. There are a lot of people who grow numerically, but they do not reflect the character of the Spirit of God. In that case, if I had to choose, I would choose character over numbers. Numbers are important, but what I have found is that God has a much better accounting system than what man does. And one of the things that I have seen is that there are plants that produce fruit. The fruit ends up getting eaten by a bird or another one of God's creations. It gets transported to another area where it either gets dropped or digested. And what happens at that point in time is that that seed, which looked like it was being lost, has now taken root and it becomes fruitful in that location. When people look at the numbers of Merit Assembly of God, they may not be impressed. Don't feel alone. There are times when I worship God with my eyes closed because I don't want to be distracted by a bunch of seats that should be occupied that are empty. But one of the things that I have learned through the years, and I had to learn this from just walking with God, is that there a lot of the people that have given their heart to Jesus at Merit Assembly of God have relocated to other parts of the country where they became thriving and fruitful members of the body of Christ. It's just in a different community than it was where they started. And so I thank God. I thank God for the part that we got to play, whether it was planting or sowing, whether it was watering or weeding, whatever it was, we are thankful that we get to bear fruit. And don't ever underestimate the fruit of character. So I remember a long time ago that I was I had gone to a memorial event, and there were people that I crossed paths from one area of life. There were people that I crossed paths with from my church life. And I remember them saying, and this was to me, who, when I was growing up, I was an extremely shy, soft-spoken individual. But they would say, there was always something different about you. And we always knew that God was going to do something in you and through you. And one of the things that we've viewed Merit Assembly of God as is a spiritual hospital, where if people are hurting or wounded, that we wanted to be. Now, we don't have 100% success rate. I'll be the first to tell you. Not been able to get everybody where we wanted to get them. But for a lot of people, we have. And a spiritual hospital comes and says, we're going to come beside you, and we're going to do our very best to get you to a place of health and wholeness. And I know that there have been times when people came to us broken. They got prayed for. They got loved on. And then, as the Great Commission of God says, go, then they were sent back out, and they're ministering and serving in other churches to this day. The desire that I have for fruitfulness is that it would make Merit Assembly of God more fruitful. And so I want to hang on to them. And I remember one time that I was in a conversation, and a minister that I had only known by sight, and he was working at a Chick-fil-A. I stopped in there and got a breakfast sandwich, and I said, "Don't I know you from someplace?" And we had a conversation, told him what I was going through, and he said, "Pastor, God said train them." This had to do with my kids, and they were all, you know, going and serving in other churches. And he said, "Pastor, God said train up a child in the way that they should go, not train them up in the way that they should stay." And I was like, "Thank you." I you know, sometimes I need people speaking into my life, not just to be able to speak into other people's lives. And so I want to encourage you. We need to be fruitful in reaching the lost, because the Bible says he who wins souls is wise. But the best way to do that is to be people who are fruitful and bear much fruit character-wise, because of God the Holy Spirit living inside of us. So a person who is fruitful is going to so you and I are going to be fruitful. I had misplaced my notes, turned them over there. So, verse number 6 says this: "If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned." So in verse 7, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. You will be my disciples." So abiding love creates an atmosphere of prayer, of communication. So it's not just a monologue. It's not just a one-sided conversation. it is not just, hey, these are the needs that I have. Here's my list. How quickly can I get this order picked up? That's not the way that this works. So it is a communication that is based on an abiding love that says, look, we want this to be a household that is known by the presence, the power, and the purity of God's word. So, last month I had occasion to go buy a card for my wife. And when I go, I want to make sure that the card says something that represents what I'm feeling in my heart. And an expression that I use with my wife and with my kids and my family back home is, I'll say this, I love you. Don't forget. Don't forget that I love you. And, you know, I've said it so much that now they say, you tell us all the time. How could we ever forget? You know, but I love you. Don't forget. And on this day, when I was looking for a gift card that went with a couple of dozen roses, I found one and it said, I love you. Don't ever forget. It might have been, don't ever forget that I love you. It wasn't exactly the phraseology that I used, but the intent was the same. And I said, that's the card. That's the card. And I was at the house here last week, been almost a month since the card was given, and you know, my wife still has that card because it communicates how much I love her. Well, because of our abiding love relationship with Jesus, it creates a communication of love. It creates an atmosphere of prayer. And it causes us to be able to express what we desire. And because it's a relationship of love, it's a healthy relationship, because it's something that we desire from a godly motivation. Because we desire it from a godly motivation, it says it shall be done for us. So on the day that I gave my wife the card, it was our anniversary, in case you were wondering. And so I wanted to take her out to eat. And there was a restaurant that I had taken an evangelist to, and it was like really good. And I was like, man, she will love this. And so I took her there, and in all honesty, it kind of missed the mark for both of us. And while we were sitting there looking at the menu, she asked if they served a particular thing. And while we were sitting there and she asked that, it was like, oh no. And the reason that I said, oh no, was because she had expressed something that she had a taste for a couple of weeks earlier, and I had forgotten. And what she had a taste for, we don't get to go to the restaurant we like very often because of that. And so one of these days I will take her, because I know it's a desire that she has. I'm going to take her and I'm going to fulfill that, because it's something that she enjoys, and she enjoys it with me. And so I want you to understand that the communication of prayer that we have, it comes because God's not intimidated by our desires. He knows what we have need of before we even ask, and he knows what we like. So I hope that shifts your prayer. I mean, we talk about effectual and fervent prayer, but it is also prayer that is based upon the love that we have for God and the love that God has for us. Now, verse number 8 says, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear my fruit, so you will be my disciples." So verse 7, "You will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified." And in other words, because of the relationship of love that we have for God and he has for us, the result of the desire, the motivation of the desire, the motivation for the answer is that God is glorified. And so as a husband, I hope that you are treating your spouse better than anybody else treats your spouse. I hope as an employer, you are treating your employees better than any other employer could treat your employees. You see, the world thinks, well, you're going to go where the green is. You're going to go where you can make the better money and things like that. But I can tell you that if you have a place where you love them and they love you, there's blessings there that money is no substitute for. I have a friend, and he's retired now. He pastored a very large and influential church, and at one point in time he was offered to go be the pastor of another historical Assembly of God church, and he sought out some advice, and whoever it was he sought advice from said, you know, you could go to that church and you would do quite well. You're very gifted. You would be a blessing. But I want to tell you this. Said the church that you pastor right now, they love you, and you love them. And I don't know if you will ever find that dynamic someplace else. And when he thought of it in those terms, he decided that the best thing that he could do would be to stay where he was loved and continue to bear fruit. And I will tell you, the church has been extremely fruitful. His leadership was godly. It was effective. And it had to do with a huge foundation of personal prayer. And so whatever it is that you are communicating, one of the ways you can evaluate it as to whether it is something you should pray for or not is this: how will this glorify the Father? Because Jesus prayed, Father, glorify thy name. And the Father responded, I have glorified it and I will glorify it again. God's name is going to be glorified. And in our weeding out of our desires from our flesh versus desires that we have because they're desires God has birthed inside of us, one of the things we can ask is, God, how will this glorify you? And, you know, it might not look like fruitfulness the way that the world would define fruitfulness, but it might look like supernatural fruitfulness. There is a phenomena that absolutely captivates me. What I'm getting ready to describe to you, it no longer exists because the building has been renovated. But at one point in time, there was a building that I saw, and it had a brick and mortar face to it. It wasn't stucco. It was brick and mortar. And out of the mortar, in between the bricks, there was a plant that had grown at about 6 or 7 feet off of the ground. In a covered environment, there wasn't any reason why there should have been a seed that was there. There wasn't any reason why a seed should have thrived there. There wasn't any way that it should have been fruitful there. But in the least likely of environments, there was fruitfulness that took place. It was growing in a hostile environment. I have seen that phenomena in multiple locations. And I will tell you today that God loves you. God wants to have an atmosphere of prayer with you that is based on a love relationship, where God is glorified. The Bible says that he can make the desert to bloom. And I want to pray for you today that if you're going through very difficult season, that God will hear your cry, he'll answer your cry, and he will make you fruitful. He can do it in the hardest of places. God, I pray for anyone who's going through a very difficult season right now. God, would you hear their cry? Would you meet their need? And would you be glorified even in hostile environments? God, we ask you to do it. Glorify your name. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.